This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
And Gillespie looks to inbound. There it goes to Queen. Queen will drive in against Morton. Queen with a shot off the glass. Got it! And the Panthers have won it! At the buzzer on a shot! Oh, my goodness! By Derrick Queen, 72-71, and we're heading to San Francisco. It's about time!
First, that was my first game winner, and And when Coach drew up the play, my teammates trusted me, and he trusted me. I was a little bit nervous, but I knew like we was due for one. And
he do pay us the money, and we all trust him because he's like a player coach. And then he want nothing but the best for us.
First, I just want to put on for Baltimore. I mean, a lot of people don't really make it out of Baltimore, and then I just wanted to come here and make a change and. And then hopefully I did make a change so Coach Willard can keep getting a lot of local kids.
Where does that confidence come from?
So I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why.
There you go. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Derrick Queen, national TV to Andy Katz last night after he hits the game-winning bank shot, dribbling to his left, shooting from the right, off the glass. We'll get into the travel that wasn't here. As the show progresses, Gene Steratore explained it at halftime of the Oregon-Arizona game because I was so charged up. I've been saying it before the show. Nolan, I don't know about you. So charged up after the Terps win at the buzzer. I couldn't sleep. Couldn't relax. If they would have lost, I probably would have been like cussing at stuff for a few minutes. That would have been like cozy into the night air on my brand new bed that I put together last Tuesday, part of my vacation chores. But Nolan, it was a fired up shot, and this is a guy, me, who's been living this for over 50 years. And granted, it got him to the Sweet 16, biggest shot in the tournament since Drew Nicholas back in 2003, where they beat Wilmington, then beat Xavier, got to the Sweet 16 that year. We've had regular season buzzer beaters that have been great and fun to watch, and certainly Maryland's a championship program, and we got two of their Final Four experiences coming up during the whip around. But to this level, for this long to wait for that sort of thing to happen, and right before Colorado State hit the three, they do the video montage of the four Maryland buzzer beater losses. I'm like, really? And then Clifford's parents, really? And then the dude drains the three. Perfectly executed play, by the way, for Colorado State. But plenty of time left. And we can get into strategy, and we will. Should you have given the foul, you know, because you had fouls to give, et cetera, et cetera. You get to midcourt, you call the timeout. Derek Queen goes to Willard, who he said he pays us the money. And now with Damon gone, maybe they'll get a little more money to pay some of these players. Give me the MF and ball. And he gave it to him. And he made him look like a brilliant coach for doing so. There were things we'll get into. Maryland on the boards. I mean, come on, dude. One of the worst offensive rebounding teams in the country was Colorado State. And Robbie Hummel kept pointing it out during the game. Said, yeah, they're getting all these boards, but they're not making Maryland pay. But still, Michigan, well, they have 2 7-footers. They crushed Maryland on the boards in the Big Ten tournament. But last night, inexplicable. But that shot, Nolan, you're not as old as me. And I've seen a lot. Maryland hoops, heartbreak and joy. For you, young guy, waiting for that sort of moment. Where's it rating for you right now?
I'm still in a state of shock. It's up there. I don't want to go as far as to say that it's the top moment, but we're talking two Sweet 16 appearances in 22 years.
Right.
How could it not be towards the top? And it was almost cinematic. Just the shot itself, the fadeaway. How many times this year did we get on his case for shooting those unnecessary fadeaways? And then
if he
would have
threw up another left-handed hook brick on the other side, I would have lost my mind.
But after everything that had happened this season, your last four losses being in that fashion, like you said, it looked like it was going to happen again. We're staring at it. I was numb. I'm sitting there on my sofa watching this all unfold, and I'm saying, oh, my God. It happened again, and there was no doubt about it when it left that kid's hand on the three-pointer. Oh, that's nothing but net. The net barely even moved. It's like, of course. And then everything that's happened since last Thursday with all the drama and Damon leaving and Willard popping off to the media and all the stuff that has happened over the last 4 to 5 days, for this to be the conclusion, at least for now, to send you the next round, I thought it was poetic. I thought it was straight out of a movie.
Yeah, they go to San Francisco now Thursday, and Thursday is going to be a pretty epic sports day for Baltimore fans because the Orioles start their season during the day at Toronto. Game will be played because it's a controlled environment, and then you have the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. Florida survived UConn in a great game, and that was the early game at 12 o'clock. But we did the show last week, Vinny, when you were off with Jimmy Patsos, and I had Maryland lose into Florida in the Sweet 16. But for me now, and I'm just speaking for Bob Haney, everything else is gravy. They played to their seat. Now you want them to win, and if they lose Thursday night and there's some controversy involved, I'm going to be running hot on Friday when we're on the air and watching it in real time. They're going to be underdogs against Florida 6.5. Unless Arkansas beats Texas Tech, they'll be underdogs there. And depending on how they're going to be underdogs the rest of the way. So Sweet 16... They were picked 10th in the league preseason, finished, what, third? And now here they are, two wins away from the Final Four. Drama aside, pretty strong accomplishment for a team that nobody really knew what they were all about early in the season.
Right, and it was necessary for the program. We talked about it nonstop all year. You got to get to the Sweet 16. At a certain point, that was the baseline expectation. So now you're here. I'm going to be honest with you, though. The fashion in which they won, that to me adds even more weight to it. The fact that it was Queen, the hometown kid, choosing to stay home. You know he's only going to be here for 1 year. To all the people that are complaining about one-and-dones in college basketball. Well, this is what you get. If you make a special moment while they're here, you don't care if they leave in a year because it was all worth it. But that was program-changing last night. Again, the hometown kid. He even said it, I hope that this moment...
Yeah. Multiple times he mentioned Baltimore.
He is the face of the hometown, and with Julian Reese as his teammate, who was here for 4 years, and think about everything he did and how important he was last night. But he's now the poster child for what you can do if you stay home and you stay at Maryland. And I love that comment from him.
There afterwards. You go. So Nolan McGraw getting to celebrate a Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. Now it's a tough task, no doubt about it. Florida, SEC champions, SEC tournament champions. Well, the tournament. And then winning yesterday, surviving UConn in a very spirited game. UConn looked like they had that thing in hand until you know, Florida missed a ton of free throws in their game. Maybe that'll be something we could keep an eye on coming up Thursday night. But a big win for the Terps as they finally break through. And we'll see how this could propel them possibly to maybe even greater things in San Francisco. A lot of chalk in this tournament. There's no mid-major schools in the Sweet 16. It's all powerhouse conferences rolling through here. And the ACC's been dreadful. Big Ten's been strong. SEC's got seven teams in the Sweet 16. So first true buzzer beater happened last night with Maryland. And finally got one to fall on their side.
Bob, I heard a good analogy this morning of why, you know, no mid-majors and why it's chalk. NIL money. You know, because the mid-majors, those dudes that are studs on mid-majors, the next year, they're all playing for the big schools because they're getting paid. So, you know, they're basically, they're minor leagues for the big schools. They play well. They're going to get paid to go elsewhere.
Or a Colorado State makes a Maryland sweat because their best player, Clifford, started at Colorado, and then they level down, if you will, and they're good enough to play for these, and they play their asses off and make them competitive and championship worthy. Hey, Gonzaga had Houston sweating big time. Maryland needed a buzzer beater to survive. So those things were there, no doubt about it. But it's going to be epic this weekend. Duke, they look, I don't say unbeatable, but they've been unbeatable the first two rounds. You know who's been really impressive? Ole Miss. Laying way. Your boys, they were a cyclone through your cyclone.
Oh, I picked them to lose that because their best player was out.
Yeah.
You know, so they were.
But they looked good in the first round, but Ole Miss blew out Carolina.
Yeah.
They hammered Iowa State last night. So, you know, maybe as a sixth seed, they could be one of these sneaky, keep an eye on them. And Chris Beard's their coach, and he took Texas Tech to a championship game a couple years ago. But epic win for Maryland. Did Queen travel according to Gene's territory? He didn't. I thought he did, quite frankly. But Clifford should have been thrown out of the game in the first half for elbowing Geronimo upside the head. Even admitted at halftime, Nanny Katz. Oh, that was my bad. Sorry. And I apologized to him. His territory during in real time. So that's a flagrant two or borderline. And then he made some big plays at the end of the half. But they lose, survive, and advance. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Terps are in the Sweet 16. Orioles taking on the Nats today in D.C. The game's on Masson. Gunnar Henderson going to start on the IL.
That's kind of what you figured anyhow.
Yeah, best player.
Take it slow.
Yeah, and question is it going to be Holiday or Mateo in Toronto at shortstop on opening day?
They've been playing a lot of Holiday at short
lately.
Yeah,
they were flip-flopping yesterday. Yeah. And we'll talk about that with Rich Dubroff. Kate Povich gets the fifth starter's role. Cool with that because outside of one bad inning, he's been outstanding. But more concerning to me from an injury front, I know Grayson's throwing and all that fun stuff. You're not signing Kyle Gibson if you're expecting. And Kyle Gibson's not going to be ready to pitch for a while. Oh, no, guys.
When's Batista going to be ready?
Well, Bob? He's going to be on the active roster, so he better be ready Thursday if called upon. He's got a shaky spring, but he's throwing 98, 99 miles an hour, so just maybe trying to get the command down. So we got a lot to get to, and we will. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan. No real musical themes on Monday, but Maryland's going to the Sweet 16. I know you wanted to whine about them losing, but you got to wait till Thursday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They played to their seed. Now, everything else would be gravy. But then again, once you make it this far, expectations change. And
plus, you gain confidence and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
you win like that. Yeah. I mean, they're going to need a little bit more than the Crab 5 because Florida's pretty athletic. Maybe we'll see more Geronimo if he's not get elbowed in the face, who did have the only 2 points off the bench. Gapari's been kind of a non-factor since he had the flu a few weeks back. But anyway, I'm not sitting here complaining at all. Orioles taking on the Nats. It's on Masson, 105. And then the opener Thursday at Toronto, Zach Eflin will be on the hill for the Orioles against the Blue Jays. And all the injuries the Orioles and the Yankees have, especially in their rotation, New York, maybe Toronto is one of these sneaky teams. We'll do our predictions for the upcoming season later in the week. All relatively quiet on the Ravens front as we're getting close to the owners' meetings and certainly the draft in about a month. But Andrew's got the $4 million option or the roster bonus, so that would prevent a trade?
Bob, it ain't happening. I mean, we talked about it last week because we says, you know, like the three of us were like, because listening to the any other show or whatever, but Andrews is gone. And we're like, no, he's, what do you mean?
Yeah,
he's
even gone. Some of the national yapping heads
I mean, no, he was never leaving, especially when you look at what they've been doing, trying to run it back to get rid of Andrews makes no sense. You know, you're living 11 touchdowns and 55 receptions. No, he was never leaving.
Got news from the Nest at noon. Miles Simmons from Pro Football Talk will be joining us at 1 o'clock from some NFL lunch. And we got two draft profiles coming your way today as well. First one at 10:45, but the Terps advanced Sweet 16, first time in 9 years. Nolan didn't even have a beard the last time Maryland made the Sweet 16. Let's go to Robin in Owings Mills. Robin, thanks for holding.
Bob and Vinny, what's going on?
What's happening?
Not much.
Great win for Maryland. You know, I wanted the ball in Derek Queen's hands to win or lose the game. That's just me. You know, Michigan, he got fouled at the end of the game, Bob and Vinny, when they gave it to him at the end before the buzzer. And look, the one thing about Derek Queen, I know it's rare for a big guy to get the ball there to go downhill. And Barkley was talking about it, too, and Kenny Smith. But he has guard skills, and he has good control to get something up. And he could have gotten fouled. So I like the play. I'll just say this. I want to celebrate the level of difficulty of that shot. To put the ball on the floor for a big guy, get that thing over fading left to bank that in. That is an incredibly difficult shot. And no way you call there. That never gets called. So I don't want to hear about the trap Okay. You can't complain on the other side. I'm sorry. You're never calling that in that situation. Julian Reese, I want to give him credit for making some big free throws. Florida, Vinny. For Maryland to have a chance to beat that team, I really believe the guards have to play better for Maryland. I think Gillespie has to play his A game. If he doesn't play his A game, I think it's going to be incredibly difficult because Clayton is a very good player. I think Gillespie can play better, but also we got to rebound the ball better. Our guards.
That's my problema right there, Ron. I mean, they were at a big height advantage over Colorado State statistically, and you can't always rely on numbers, but they do paint a big picture. They were killing Maryland on the boards yesterday. It's like, what the hell's going on here? Michigan, you get it. They have 2 7-footers to some level, even though Maryland got them in the first men. But to your point about the guards, they look two games in a row. They look shell-shocked, no pun intended. And before the first TV timeout, it's like, you guys realize where you are right now, right?
I think when we've lost our games, Gillespie has not played well. He can play an A game and the guards can help Reese and Queen against Florida and they can have one of their best rebounding games because to me that's been the weakness, like you said, Bob, the last couple of games. They have a shot. Clayton is a very good player for Florida, but I'm really proud of this team. I'm happy for Kevin Willard. I'm happy for Derek Queen because, again, I want to just stress. Yeah, I put that up with Drew Nicholas because, I mean, yeah, Drew Nicholas had to drive the length of the court. I get that, Bob. But for a big guy to make that shot, as a big guy getting the ball and to dribble and put that thing up, that is a difficult shot to make. That's all I got.
All right, Ron, thank you. Yep, he went to his left. He's a right-handed player, banked it off the glass. I mean, it was an incredible play.
And fade away.
Yeah, and it was that 3.7 seconds, whatever it was, it seemed like an eternity, certainly as it turned out, for Colorado State. We have time for another phone call. Nolan McGraw, no, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057, about a month away. I think tomorrow will be a month to the first day of the draft, right? April 25th?
Yeah.
I think so. So we're about a month away, everybody, from the draft. Profile number one coming up at 10:45. But we'll talk about the Orioles 4 days away from their opener at Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays. Who's going to be the opening day shortstop? Mateo, Holiday, Levant, Soto, maybe the Machine. Orioles taking on the Nats today down at D.C. 105. First pitch, check it out on Masson and Masson 2. If you're looking to watch the Orioles, just days away, literally, from the start of the season. NFL draft in about a month. Ravens 27th pick in said draft. Overall, 11 picks as well. Still have another wave of free agency that needs to go down. If you wanted Jameis Winston on your particular team, forget about it. He's going to the Giants.
Yeah.
2 years, $8 million. And Aaron Rodgers visited the Steelers. I used to like Aaron Rodgers. He's becoming like the guy whose name I don't want to hear no more. Making a scene. Even Cam Hayward's like, dude, do what you got to do, but enough of the drama.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Bob. I mean, if I'm the Steelers or whatever, I'm like, what else we got to do? You know, either you want to come or you don't want to. You know, I mean, you get frustrated. And like as general manager or whatever, because the owner's probably like, what's he doing? It just wears you out.
Yep.
Just wears you out.
And we'll talk more football coming up later in the show with Miles Simons from Pro Football Talk. But let's get out to the phones, talk about them Turtles. Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years at the buzzer, no less. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. It's really funny how Aaron Rodgers is completely mirroring Brett Favre. I mean, you've never seen a guy. He's one of the most famous athletes in America, and every chance he gets, he milks for as much attention as possible. I mean, the guy's such a squirrel. And what you guys said about Cam Hayward, who's the one of the great players in the NFL, he's like, just man up, man. Either play, don't play, just do it. You know, one way or the other, Rodgers has become such a punk. And the funny thing is, he's probably not even a top 20 quarterback anymore.
Well, no, probably not. But, and the thing about it is, you know, Hayward is pretty much one of the faces of their franchise, 35-year-old guy too, and they're just tired of it. And I'm sure, like, if we were doing Pittsburgh radio, we'd be tired of it because you're talking about it every day.
It's like, hurry up and do something. Otherwise, you know what? Go somewhere else.
All right, what else you got, PT?
Oh, my God. Talk about a flip of emotions. We're going to go into opening day without Gunner. If Queen missed that shot, I would have been as sick as I could have been in years. And I thought the Clifford elbow was ridiculous. I thought he looked at him, and then he popped him right in the head with an elbow.
Flagrant two. Flagrant two.
You kick him out of the game. I thought that was disgusting. But that said, you know, Bob, I'm going to go at it. To be out rebounded by 10 rebounds, that's disgusting. You got to play harder than that. I mean, that's got to be addressed.
Hustle plays were all Colorado State for the most part last night.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Colorado State here. I thought we should have won going away, and it turned out that Colorado State shot 24% from three, or we lose that game. But the whole story is Queen. Queen has made four of his last seven three-point attempts. The guy is just big time. He's just an amazing talent. So, for goodness sakes, give that young man the ball and let him go to work. And I tell you, going into this Florida game, because Florida, the other two teams we've beaten, obviously, were nowhere near Maryland's talent. But Florida's got more talent than Maryland. So Maryland darn sure better freaking rebound, and they better get the ball to Queen, because he's a guy that is not affected by pressure. So go through him. And the thing that really is positive about this Maryland-Florida thing is Maryland always plays to the level. I mean, they've played some of the best teams. I think Michigan State's a great team. And it's going to be a dogfight. That's the funny thing. I can't believe the spread's 5-6. Take the Terps, right?
Well, PT, of course, always looks for the realistic view as he sees it. Should have won handily, but survive in advance. When you haven't been in the Sweet 16 in 9 years, you play to your seat. And unless you had money on Maryland to cover that 7.5, I don't think it really matters. Now they're going to be underdogs the rest of the way, unless Arkansas can stun Texas Tech in the way that the Razorbacks have played the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Is not out of the realm of possibility, but Texas Tech, they just kind of fly under the radar, just quietly handling their business, been in the top 10 all year long. And here they are, two wins away from the Final Four. Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057 is your number. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Vinny?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, it's good to be back, Rashawn. I know you were you yelling and screaming at stuff like I was last night?
Yes, I was, man. Yes, I was, man. What a wild weekend of basketball, man. For Friday, I was down here by your neck of the woods, man. Me and Dustin went to the live casino, you know, in that little new sports betting little thing they got down there, sports area where you can watch the game at.
We went
down there, watched Maryland dismantle the Grand Canyon team. You know, everybody was so nervous about that game, you know, saying it could be a trap game, you know, but the Terps took care of business, Bob. And, hey, Bob, after the game, right, you know, me and Dustin moving on the blackjack table, right?
Oh, boy.
And, he was down bad, man, down a couple $100. So he started mouthing off at the dealer.
No way.
Yeah. And mind you, we're on the same table. I'm up. So the guy, like, listen, you got to leave. So Dustin wouldn't leave. So the guy called security over there, of course. Security escorted him out. And I had to leave, too, since I was just driving. But I'm up. I'm like, all right, you know what? This guy, man, like, yeah, he walked him all the way through the casino, walked him all the way to the garage, man, like, made sure he left, you know, so.
So has there ever been a place you guys have gone together where he hasn't been at least addressed by some sort of authority figure, if not just completely thrown out?
At the Penn State hockey game, he was calm, cool, collective.
Who?
Dustin.
Did you see Rashawn's video? He was getting addressed by security there.
Oh, I missed that part. Yeah. I saw him after.
Or the basketball game.
The basketball game the next day.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I saw that one.
We
probably
didn't know what he was watching there. He was like, it was too fast. Are you guys coming to opening day, by the way?
I'm not sure, man. I know I'll be opening day in Toronto this Thursday, though.
Oh, there you go. Are you taking Dustin with you?
No, man. Luckily, his passport expired, man. So he didn't make this one, man. You know, because he wound up in some type of Toronto jail. Or
we want international incidents, Rashawn. We got a new beef going on with Canada. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tell me about it, man. But honestly, actually, I'm not even excited about opening day no more Thursday, man. Now that the Terps are in the Sweet 16, you know, so I'm looking forward to that game.
That's
on
a good
Thursday.
Yeah, no doubt.
Gators, man.
All right, Rashawn, thanks, bud. We got to get a break in here. But that's a big sports day. You got the Orioles start their season, and then, of course, the Terps at night. And then Friday could be, you know, Orioles should have did this. Orioles should have done that. The Terps should have done this, should have done that. Hey, celebrate the win. Look, Ravens made the playoffs again, won a playoff game, and they're expected to be one of the best teams of football in 2025. Terps are in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. Orioles are banged up, yes, but they're expected to be one of the best teams in the American League as they try to make the playoffs for the third straight year for the first time in over 50 years. I mean, things are kind of cool with the three main sports teams. So you want to whine, I'll listen. And I was whining last night, too, until Baltimore's own Derek Queen did what, you know, Baltimore people do. Unless it's me, of course.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Pressure from the end.
James Pierce, next on Vinny's Draft Board. Draft in a little more than a month. Ravens 27th pick in said draft. University of Tennessee gets to the quarterback. How well does he get there? Let's find out right now. It's Vinny's Draft Profile.
All right, James Pierce. Now, let me just tell everybody that this report is going to sound very familiar to a Ravens player. James Pierce, Tennessee, 6'5", 245. Ran 4.47, 1.56, 10. Excellent. He's a junior. Jersey 27. 32 3/4 arm length. 10-inch hands. So arms are a little short for a pass rusher. The thing that's kind of a red flag to me, 31-inch vertical. Like, all right, dude, you run 4.47 and all you're jumping is 31. I mean, that's not good. You know, whereas, you know, other guys are jumping like 40 that are running that. 10-3 broad jump, which is just okay. All right, he was a 4-star recruit. He had 14.5 sacks as a senior, top 15 recruit. Freshman year, played in all 13 games at Tennessee, had 5 tackles. In 23, 10 sacks, 14.5 tackles for loss. He started 3 games, 27 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and a pick. This year, 52 pressures, 38 tackles, 7.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. Strengths, he's got height, weight, speed. He's got good quick feet and hands, loose hips. He has a burst to the quarterback. Shows outside speed to get the corner. Has power in lower. Has a burst to quarterback. Good speed and bull rush. Good on stunts and twists. Keeps his feet moving. Good motor. He can drop into coverage. Good takeoff. Has football IQ. Reading screens and stuff. Explosive first step. Weaknesses. Needs better bend to get the corner. Plays too high. He'll lunge and miss some tackles. He's wiry. He can get tied up with big offensive tackles. Little tight in the hips. Play strength at the point. And has no counter moves. In summary, this kid has good height and frame, but needs to add bulk and strength. I love the takeoff and really good on stunts and twists with burst. He's a little tight to bend the corner. He will fall off a lot of tackles by lunging. He'll struggle early versus the run versus big offensive tackles. He reminds me of Owe. Good, fast athlete. Doesn't bend the corner great. Big motor and speed. I mean, does that sound like, oh, that sounds identical to Owe? You know, same kind of height and everything else. Trouble bending the corner. He can beat you with some speed. Good on stunts and twists with the burst. You know, it just, watching him on film, it just reminded me of Owe. You know, I get, he's got more production than Owe. Owe had longer arms, and Owe had more explosive jumps and things. But it just reminded me of Owe. You know, and if I'm sitting there at 27, I mean, they took Owe right in that vicinity. So, you know, could you? Yeah, you could. Do I think he's going to be great? No, I think he'll be, you'll be looking kind of like Owe. They're playing the fifth-year option to see, is he the 5-sack guy or is he the double-digit sack guy? I think that's kind of, to me, Pierce.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore's only, own, I should say, Calvert Hall. has Pierce going right after the Ravens take Malachi Starks at 27, has him going to the Lions. James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee with the 28th pick in the draft to pair him up there with Aiden Hutchinson.
That would be a good pick for them. Now, the guy we're doing later, Donovan Ezewiku from Boston College. Now, he's not as big or whatever, but I liked him a lot.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. Vinny's first draft profile of this Monday. And as we said, 1245, we get back to it. So stay tuned for that. Terps going back to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. Let's get back to the phone to talk about that. Go to Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, thanks for holding. What is up?
Morning, Bob. Good morning, Van.
Hey,
morning.
Derek.
How you guys doing, man?
Wearing my Maryland shirt. Oh. That's how I'm doing. I was like, am I wearing an Orioles or a Maryland shirt to work tomorrow? And if Queen would have missed that shot, I'm wearing an Orioles shirt today.
Come on, man.
Nah, hey, Bob, listen. You know.
Well, let me tell you something, man. If the Terps would have lost again in that fashion again, I would have been 20 pounds lighter by Friday, man. You know what I mean? I'm 48 years old. I've watched a lot of professional and college basketball in my lifetime, right? I've never seen that I can recall a team that has so many last second shots go against them the way that the Terps had this season. I just can't recall ever seeing this, man. But
and it was crazy too, Derek. We talked about it earlier that with True TV or TBS was on the game last night. They made it a point to show all four of them before Colorado State hit the three to put them up with about 7 seconds left. And I'm like, really? Are we going down this road again?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it always is? But listen, great players make great plays, man. Listen, we've been going to the Sweet 16 for the first time in, 10 years or so? Listen,
9, yeah.
Bob, I'm just enjoying the ride from here on out, man. I mean, regardless of what happens from this point on, the season has been a huge success in my opinion, man. This team has really represented the state well this season. It's been a joy to watch this team play, man. And man, that Derek Queen, man, that kid is awesome, man. He really is.
Yes, he is. It's cool, real quick though, and we played it earlier, that he was talking post-game, not to comment to any cats. I'm from Baltimore. That's why I get the confidence. But, you know, this will show that going to Maryland, you know, paraphrasing with Coach Willard's a good thing. He's now going to have to be kind of that him and Reese liaison to the recruits who were – because Baltimore guys, as we all know, they get nationally recruited. Sometimes they transfer out of the state like he did to go to Mount Verde where he played with Cooper Flagg. They're going to have to be the voice of reason when it comes to, no, you can go to Maryland. Now they're going to have to get paid, and that's what Kevin Willard was getting into, and we'll talk to Childs Walker. But I'm thinking he's a true-to-his-word guy. He's going to have to pimp that recruiting a little bit, too.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. If they get money, which he's going to get because he's put it out there and they're winning, does Reese stay?
He might make more money staying in Maryland for year than, you know, I don't want to say he's not going to make the NBA, but he's not projected to be drafted. Then you got to come up the hard way, Derek, as they said.
Right. That's true. But Queen, you know, real quick, but Queen alluded to that, you know, in one of the interviews that he did where he said that, you know, he wanted to stay in his home state and he wanted to be like kind of like the catalyst for, you know, talented guys that come out of the city that, you know, come and play for their state team. You know what I mean? So, man, I'm praying that it goes that way. But man, it's been an awesome season so far, man. Everything else from here on out is just cherry on the top for me, man. So thank you guys. Have a good one.
All right, Derek, and I'm with you. They play through their seed. They're underdogs Thursday. You want them to win because you're 2 wins away from the Final Four. But based on preseason projections, you know they far exceeded expectations. But I mean, they finished in the top 3 in the Big Ten. They're now in the Sweet 16. You want a little bit more.
You don't want it to end yet.
Yeah, you want a little more. And you can hear that game Thursday night here on 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk some Orioles. They start Thursday afternoon at Rogers Center. Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, has that rotation shaping up. Looks like it is. And who's going to be the opening day shortstop against the Blue Jays? Is it going to be Mateo? Is it going to be Holiday? Or somebody else?